We are learning Masechtas Gittin Daf Mem Amud Aleph, and we are starting two lines at the bottom of Daf Lamed Tes Amud Beis. Omer Reb Zeira, Omer Reb Chinuri, Omer Reb Ashi, Omer Rebbe. Eved Shenosha Es Bas Chayrim Bnei Rabbi. We know Eved Kanani is not allowed to marry a Bas Chayrim. He only allowed to marry a Shufcha, Kananis. Meanwhile, this Eved went ahead and married a Bas Chayrim in front of his master, and the master said nothing. The halacha is Yotze L'Cheres. That's what Rebbe said, Yotze L'Cheres. Rashi explains, because it must have been that his master was meshachrim him, freed him. Because if not, his master would not have let him do an isser. So it must be, he gave him, this is not the shachr. He must have gave him a shachr.
Why did he
give him an isser? Because he washed the isser. He's a yid. Is he like a you don't let a yid do it. He would have said, he would have been meicha. You have to be meicha. It's a meicha. He sees someone doing a very, he's supposed to be meicha. He would have been meicha. He let him do it. That's more his rai right now. You have such a shita like that. I have a brisa not like that, which has a chum saying not like this. A master himself writes a shtar erisin, which means you could do kedushin in three ways. Bekesef, b'shtar, b'biyah. Let's say he gave a shtar erisin to his shifcha. He went ahead. So Ramei Aymer Mekadeshes, Mekadeshes. Chama Aymer Mekadeshes. Chama says it's not Mekadeshes. So what does it mean? We see the Chama hold, not Mekadeshes. You see, we don't assume that if he gave a Kedushin to his Shifcha, it means he freed her. We don't assume that. How can Rebbe say such a thing? Not the Chama. So Gemara says that the Rebbe is talking about where you yourself walked him down to the Chuppah. Kedama Rabba Bar Rav Shilo regarding Tefillin, which we'll see soon. Kishu Rabba Iniach Loi Tefillin, that the case where Tefillin is a raya if the rabbi put the tefillin on the eved. So Rebbe's memory is like this. If the master goes ahead and marries off the eved to a bas chayrim, and he himself does the shidduch, he brings him down, walks him down the chuppah, so that's a raya, he must have freed him. So freight the Gemara, that's a raya. So of course, if you give a kedushin to your own shifcha, of course that's a raya. Because mi kemidi the la'avde loy meved loy sura, that for the eved you wouldn't do a iser. The iu over the sura, and he himself would do a iser. And vice versa is that even though usually we know that giving the kedushin itself could be is not the iser, but it's a hechsher of the iser. So therefore, he's saying he would do a iser of that was how he's fine. He'll do a shtar kedushin to his shifcha, even though she stole a shifcha, but he won't walk down to Eved for himself to do it. So how can that be? So Gemara says, no, I'm not going to be here, so how am I asking on? The Amar law, tzi'i boy v'skachi boy. It was clear in this case of the giving the shtar kedushin to his shifcha that he's not freer before. He said, I'm giving you a shtar kedushin. I want the shtar kedushin to be a shtar kedushin and a shtar shifcha all at once. So Ramei Savar, yesh b'loshna hazeh loshna shichur. In the words of the shtar, hare at mekadeshesli, is the loshna of shichur. Like Rashi explains, what's the loshna shichur? Because it's saying, you want you to be royu for kedushin. That's the law. Like Rashi says, hare at mekadeshesli, loshna shichur. V'och kamar, havei royu ru'uya l'iskashli, boy, v'iskachi boy. Be ruya with this, to be mekadesh to me, v'iskachi boy. So that was the machlek. It's Rabbi Savi Yesh Loshon Zelashon Shichra. Bon Savi Ein Veloshon Zelashon Shichra. There is no Loshon Shichra in this Loshon. So like this. Of course, if he actually gives kedushin to his shifcha and he doesn't say that this should be the shtar shichra, of course it's a raya because he wouldn't do it himself. That is a raya. But here the case was he said, I want to do a shichra with this. And that machlekus is the Loshon Rei Mekadeshli Loshon Shichra. Rabbi holds no. Rabbi holds yes that it is a Loshon Shichra. And Rabbi holds no. So that's the recap. So according to Rebbe, if you stam see your Eved getting married in front of you, that's not enough. But if you walk him down to the chuppah, that's a raya, you gave a shichur before. And if you give kedushin to your shifcha, it's also a raya that you gave a shichur before. If you say, tzi'i, boy, viskachi, boy, use this as a shichur, then the are may come if the lashon of a star kedushin is a lashon shichur or not. Om Rav Yeshua ben Levi, Eved Shaniach Tefillin Befnei Rabba, Eved that put on Tefillin before his master, Yotzel Cheres. Now let's analyze this Shiloh of Tefillin. Is there an Isser for, so Eved has mitzvahs like an Isha. So Eved is the same thing like a Isha. Is there an Isser for Eved or Isha to put on Tefillin? Not really. And like Taisa speaks out, there's no brachal of Atal even. Taisa says, Loi Mishum Loi Mehmed Lei Isura De Mavarach Aleim Ve'ika brachal of Atal. They break brachos. Ella is a Tosfos and Rashi is the same thing. Mishum the ain avodim regilim betfilin. V'lav the shachar lo yavim marachle. The raya of putting on tefillin is because it's not a normal thing for a eved to put on tefillin, because the eved is like a isha and an isha doesn't put on tefillin. Why not? Because tefillin is a mitzvah saseh shazman grama. Because Laila loves zman tefillin, Rashi points out, and also Yom Tov and Shabbos is not zman tefillin. Therefore, tefillin is called mitzvah saseh shazman grama. It comes from time to time. And therefore, noshim are not chayiv in tefillin, and same thing is for eved. So Zokar Shum Levi, if an eved puts on tefillin in front of his master, yotzel cheres. Meisvei, and ask your kasha, lova himenu rabbi. If the master went ahead and he borrowed money from his eved, it's also Rabbi Abachapa, so he made the eved the treasurer of his whole accounts, all his accounts. So both these things sound like he must have freed him, because he's borrowing from him, he's making him into the treasurer. Or he's a neach tefillin for Rabbi, or the eved put on tefillin from his master. Or he's a kar shloshim pesukim b'beisik nesses, or he got an aliyah in the basic nesses b'fnei Rabbi. All these cases are raised lo yotzel acheres. The brayis is mafurish, putting on tefillin, getting an aliyah, becoming the treasurer. That's not enough of a raya that he gave him a shichur. So how can Rashi ben Levi say that if he ever put on tefillin in front of his master yotzel acheres, it's not true? Rabbi, like we just learned before, because your rabbi niach loy tefillin. There's a big difference. If the master put on tefillin onto his eved, that's a raya. He freed him. Masha'inkin, if he puts on tefillin himself, that's not a raya. And again, by tefillin is not a shal of iser. By tefillin is a part of ein regilus and a derech. That's not the derech of eved to put on tefillin, because we treat him like an isha. So to Mar Avaita, k'osir avdim yom aviyechnon misha oma b'shas misasai. It's someone who is dying, and he says b'shas when he's dying. He says ploinis shivchasi al yishdab duba. He tells his yarshim. He says this shivcha don't make a work anymore. La'acham I see, after I die. So what's the halacha? Koyfenes ha-yarshim, ve'koysno get shichur. We force the yarshim to give a get shichur to this eved. That's what we do. We force. Now what's the pshat in this bandiyama? Rav Dimi, Shem Aviyachon, what's the pshat? The pshat in this bandiyama is that the Ritva explains, he says like this, that this bandiyama holds that with this lit lashon of saying ayishtav duba is like a hefker. It's kiliyum mafker, the eved. Kiliyum mafker, the eved. So therefore now, the eved doesn't have any mominess anymore. All you have left is king and iser. And now that, you need a star shichur. So we force the yarshim because lemaisa, he's not working anyway, so give him a get shichur so he can go free. So that's the halacha. Om lefon of Rabbi Am Rav Asi, Rabbi, it's all part of Rav Dimi's report. Rabbi Yechanan said that if someone says b'shas misa, it's like a hefker, and therefore you force the yarshim to try to get shichur. So Rabbi Am Rav Asi said in front of Rabbi Yechanan, Rebbe, iat the moedish of b'nei avadim. Don't you agree that b'nei avadim, which means they held, that's not a lashon of hefker. All he said was, don't work her too hard. Don't make her work so hard. But of course, she's still considered a shivcha, and her children are avadim. So what's that? Is he forced to give any? All the money is still here. There's no hefker. So why should I be forced to give get shichur? And therefore, Avraham Razi argued and said, since it's not a lashon hefker, it's nothing. All it is like a mitzvah kind of remes. Don't work her too hard. Okay, I won't work her too hard. But she's still a eved. We got to be all dinim. She has dinim shivcha. Her children are avadim. So therefore, Rav Dimi brought down Machlekes Rav Yechanan and Rami Rav Asi. Ki also Rav Shmuel bar Yehuda, Amar Rav Yechanan. Rav Shmuel had a whole different version of Rav Yechanan. It's a different Rav Yechanan, and there's no Rav Amir Rav Asi arguing. What was his version? Misha Amar Mishas Misasai. Someone says, Mishas is Misa, Ploinis Shifchasi Kairas Ruach Asasali. This Shifcha really took care of me all the years. Yasalo Kairas Ruach. He tells the Yarshim, do her, make her happy. So the halacha is, Kaifas Yarshim Oisla Kairas Ruach. We force the Yarshim to make her happy. And Rashi says that could go all the way to until a shechur. So Rashi, v'im ein rucha neskara ra b'loy shechur shechrua. If she doesn't, not happy until you free her, you have to free her. Akaponim, my time, a mitzvah kind of remes, because a mitzvah kind of remes. So Fida's version, there's no tzad that it means hefker at all, not even Fida Rabbi Yechanan. It just means that you mitzvah kind of remes. If you ask your Yarshim to do a kairos ruach with a shifcha, they have to do that. Remember this mechalikah is because it'll come back in the Gemara of an Amud. Oma Amemer. Amemer says Amemra. Hamafkir avdoi, if someone is mafkir eved, or you say eved ain't like takano. That eved is now stuck. My timer. Gufo loy konile. He's not kind of the guf. He's suru di gabe. All he has, which means there's no mominess left, all it is suru di gabe. Visuru loy motzi makile. And a suru, you can't be makile. Sounds like fi amemar. You cannot write a star shikr just on Issa. Star shikr got to be across the board. It got to be a star shikr is covering the mammon and the Issa. But just Issa itself, that there's no such thing as star shikr. That's what this mandiyama meimar is in mechayish to us. It's taka chiddush because we'll see in a second. We had other mandiyama who sound not like that. But lemaisa, that's what he holds, that there's no kayach in a star shikr to write a star shikr just for the Issa. That's what he holds. That's what Amema holds. Zok the Gemara, we have before not like that. Va'omle Ravash the Meimah, Va'om Ulam Rav Yechron, Rav Chia Bar Oven Omar Rav, Echad Zev Echad Zev, which means Sai Mafgir and Sai Makdish we have before. So Echad Zev Echad Zev, Yotzel Echeres, Sok Get Shukr. So you see clearly, even though you relinquished the Mominus, still you could write a Get Shukr on the Isser itself. Omale Tzarech Ve'en Le'takana. You know what that means? That means he needs a Get Shukr, but you can't do it. That's what we're answering Amemar. Now, Tosfos points out, you could have asked from a first Rav Yechron, not like Amemar. Because the Aflamet Ches, it says, Evet Shebereach Meis Asurim, it says, Koifnes Rabbi Derada Get Shukr. And there was Mavoyer Klaw, we said, when Mavoyer was Mavoyer Klaw, it was Yish there, there was no Mominus there, and still you wrote Get Shukr, Get Shukr. So you see, Klaw, it's not Tzarek on the Kona, it is a Tekona. But like upon him, that's what our Gemara says, Tosfos blags with a Tema, Tosfos Rabbi called Tzarek. So what has been Oysa Evan in the Tekona? So Rashi learns means, this Eved now cannot marry a Bas Chayrin because he's still Eved, and can't marry a Shifcha because he doesn't have any Mominus left. That's Rashi Shita. That's another Shiloh. That's the Gemara before, so maybe we'll talk about that in a second. But upon him, he's stuck, and he can't marry a Bas Chayrin or Shifcha. That's Rashi Shita. Tosfos in Divrei Masechta Oysa actually argues and holds that you still mutter b'shifcha. At the end of the Tosfos, he says, "Umukav get shifcha oich b'tshuma, mustaver kimi doich b'tshuma, the shari nabi b'shifcha." But chay niru, they let the kind of vascharim come of a shifcha shari. Tosfos argues holds that he does have some kind of takana; he can marry a shifcha at least. Akapanim, that's the first version of a meimer, which means any mafkir cannot give a get shifcha. And we ask the kasha of Yechon, we say, "No, tzarek let the takana." Ikedam riyom ha-meimer ha-mafkir avdo yomeis. If someone is mafkir is eved and he dies. That Eved has no takana. My time, agufa ilaykanilei, isuru dikabei. And the point is, this version you could give a shichur for that. But the problem is like this: visuru lebrei lemaris. It can't be marish isura to your son. So akaponim. That's the ikadamri. If he dies, then there's no etzah. And actually, we should know if the Elam learned the lamatas. It's very possible the Elam did learn lamatas. On the bottom lamatas, we had a gemara that says that when someone dies, it's like an isha, and the isha falls off automatically. And the Gemara asks for my meimar. Gemara says, "I'm meimar kasha," but this is the meimar. Tosfos actually asks from that Gemara of Yechon number 4. Tosfos right here asks. He says it could be that Gemara is going to divan. We'll see in a second. Like upon him, right now we have a meimar's second memory. He says, "Hamaf gav de yemeis, no takana." Why? Because the mominus is off, and the isha cannot be given over to the children. Only Rav Ashi the meimar, but also Rav Dima of Yechon. We had before, Rav Dima Rav Yechon said that if someone says B'shas Misa, that don't mishdab deba, what is the first shita hold, Rav Yechon's hold, that's like Hefker. And it says, you forced the Yerushim to give a get shukr. So he said, Klar, you can do that. So he says, no, that's a ta'usa, the Rav Dima ta'usi. It's a mistake. Only my ta'usa. What's a ta'usa? Do'el emra lashon shukr? Because he didn't say lashon shukr. Ha'amra of lashon shukr. Ha'chanami, it's mashma, from the whole taina of Amir Vasi is, he didn't say lashon shukr. If he didn't say lashon shukr, so then it wouldn't work. Amalei, I know could Rav Shmuel by Yehuda Svirlei. I hold like the second version who said Rav Yechon never said that. Remember, that's what we have to. We say when we learn the Gemara, we have to remember this. We had Rav Dimi Shav Hashem Rav Yechon on that if someone says I stabbed the boss like a hefker, and then you force the Yarshim to give a get, then Rav Amir Vas said back to him, no, the children are involved. There's no hefker. There's not lashon hefker. And then there's a new version that Rav Shmuel by Yehuda said a whole different thing. That he said Karis Ruach, a different story, nothing to do with this. There's no raya to anything. He said, if you do Karis Ruach, then you have to free him. So we're going for that second man Yoma. Therefore, there is no raya you could be Meshacher the Eved after Misa, the Yarshim. So that's our main, two Amemats. So now, not like Gemara continuing with this type of Shita. Who discarded the Avdi? There was this city of Avodim, which happened like this. There was a Yidin who owned Eved Kanani. The halacha is, if a Yid sells his Eved Kanani to another guy, he automatically, it's Yotze L'Cheres. Okay, of course, if the guy owns it, nothing you can do about it. But once the guy relinquishes his bialos over that Eved, you have to free the Eved. That's the Knas they gave to Yid. They don't want Yid selling Eved Kanani to a guy. So he made a Knas. It has to be Yotze L'Cheres. So we had the city of Avodim. There were Yiddish. There were Avodim that belonged to Israelim and was sold to Goyim. Kolum Varvas of Asrayi. The Goyim died without Yarshim. So now we have these Avodim that don't have masters anymore, but they still have a Kinyan Issa because the Yisrael never gave them a Get Shechur. Also, Kamei Ravina, they came from Ravina. Amalhu Zilu Ahadu Abnei Marvasa Kamoi. The original Yiddish owners were dead. Go to their children. The Yichtavu Lachu Get the Harus. Let their children write for you a Get Shechur. Amar Le Rabbanu Ravina. What do you mean? How can you do that? The children don't have the bialis on that. That Eved has no takana because he can't be Moirish the Kinyan Isser. Amalhu Anok Rav Dimis really. I hold like Rav Dimi holds, it could be Marish to Isser. I don't know like a man, I hold like Rav Dimi. Or Malay, so they told him, the Rav Dimi Tuusi. They told Ravina, what do you mean? The Rav Dimi is a mistake. Amlumai Tuusa. Toyom Lash Shechor. Haom Lash Shechor Ganami. If you say Lash Shechor, it would work. He's going with the first version, Rav Dimi Rav Amarasi. He said, if you say Lash Shechor, it would work. Vehilchasak Ravina. We pass in Lemaisa like Ravina that you could be Moirish to Kinyan Isser and the children could write a Get Shechur. So we pass in like Ravina and not like Amemar who said you can't be Moirish, but not like Amemar, you can't be Moirish the Schus of the Kinyan Isser to the children. Ravina said you could, and the children could write a Get Shechur.